1. The Constellation Headquarters. Edentia abounds in fascinating highlands, extensive elevations of physical matter crowned with Morontia life and overspread with spiritual glory, but there are no rugged mountain ranges such as appear on Urantia. There are tens of thousands of sparkling lakes and thousands upon thousands of interconnecting streams, but there are no great oceans nor torrential rivers. Only the highlands are devoid of these surface streams. The water of Edentia and similar architectural spheres is no different from the water of the evolutionary planets. The water systems of such planets are both surface and subterranean, and the moisture is in constant circulation. Edentia can be circumnavigated via these various water routes, though the chief channel of transportation is the atmosphere. Spirit beings would naturally travel above the surface of the sphere, while the Morontia and material beings make use of material and semi-material means to negotiate atmospheric passage. Edentia and its associated worlds have a true atmosphere, the usual three-gas mixture which is characteristic of such architectural creations, and which embodies the two elements of Urantian atmosphere, plus the Morontia gas suitable for the respiration of Morontia creatures. But while this atmosphere is both material and Morontial, there are no storms or hurricanes, neither is there summer nor winter. This absence of atmospheric disturbances and of seasonal variation makes it possible to embellish all outdoors on these especially created worlds. The Edentia Highlands are magnificent physical features, and their beauty is enhanced by the endless profusion of life which abounds throughout their length and breadth. Excepting a few rather isolated structures, these highlands contain no work of creature hands. Material and Morontial ornamentations are limited to the dwelling areas. The lesser elevations are the sites of special residences and are beautifully embellished with both biologic and Morontia art. Situated on the summit of the 7th Highland Range are the Resurrection Halls of Edentia, wherein awaken the ascending mortals of the secondary modified order of ascension. These chambers of creature reassembly are under the supervision of the Melchizedeks. The first of the receiving spheres of Edentia, like the planet Melchizedek near Salvington, also has special resurrection halls wherein the mortals of the modified orders of ascension are reassembled. The Melchizedeks also maintain two special colleges on Edentia. One, the Emergency School, is devoted to the study of problems growing out of the Satania Rebellion. The other, the Bestowal School, is dedicated to the mastery of the new problems arising out of the fact that Michael made his final bestowal on one of the worlds of Norlaciadec. This latter college was established almost 4,000 years ago, immediately after the announcement by Michael that Urantia had been selected as the world for his final bestowal. The Sea of Glass, the receiving area of Edentia, is near the administrative center and is encircled by the headquarters amphitheater. Surrounding this area are the governing centers for the 70 divisions of constellation affairs. One half of Edentia is divided into 70 triangular sections, whose boundaries converge at the headquarters buildings of their respective sectors. The remainder of this sphere is one vast natural park, the Gardens of God. During your periodic visits to Edentia, though the entire planet is open to your inspection, most of your time will be spent in that administrative triangle whose number corresponds to that of your current residential world. You will always be welcome as an observer in the legislative assemblies. The Morontia area assigned to ascending mortals resident on Edentia is located in the mid-zone of the 35th triangle, adjoining the headquarters of the Finaliters, situated in the 36th triangle. The general headquarters of the Univitatia occupies an enormous area in the mid-region of the 34th triangle, immediately adjoining the residential reservation of the Morontia citizens. From these arrangements, it may be seen that provision is made for the accommodation of at least 70 major divisions of celestial life, and also that each of these 70 triangular areas is correlated with some one of the 70 major spheres of Morontia training. The Adansha Sea of Glass is one enormous circular crystal about 100 miles in circumference and about 30 miles in depth. This magnificent crystal serves as the receiving field for all transport seraphim and other beings arriving from points outside the sphere. Such a sea of glass greatly facilitates the landing of transport seraphim. A crystal field on this order is found on almost all architectural worlds, and it serves many purposes aside from its decorative value, being utilized for portraying super-universe reflectivity to assembled groups, and as a factor in the energy transformation technique for modifying the currents of space and for adapting other incoming physical energy streams.